It's 7:46. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. Some Tampa Bay area comic book and movie fans like to dress up like their favorite characters because, well, that's just what they do. But now they're stepping into a new role. These cosplayers are volunteering their time to brighten up the lives of kids dealing with serious medical issues. Daylena Miller with Health News Florida introduces you to a family in Brooksville who gets regular visits by the one and only Green Lantern.
Is that Mr. Lantern?
Go answer the door, Cameron.
5-year-old Cameron Nestor runs to her front door and throws it open. Standing there is her superhero, Green Lantern, decked out in a green and black spandex suit, mask, and leather boots. He steps into the living room and Cameron jumps into his arms.
How you doing? And she's off.
Cameron, who had open-heart surgery last year, scampers away to grab her small plastic Green Lantern. She brings it to the Green Lantern, who is in reality a Newport Richey resident, Ben Jaco. She tells him the light isn't working.
It keeps turning off.
It keeps turning. Let me see it. Let me see if I can fix it.
No, I have to. I have to push it on from the bottom.
We're going to have to make you a better one.
Jaco's comic book superhero persona is part of his volunteering for the MUCH Foundation, which stands for Makers United for Children's Hope. Zachary Hurst is the founder of the year-and-a-half-old group. A few dozen volunteers reach out to children who may be living with a disability or facing a terminal illness. He says visits with children range from a one-time trip to the hospital room to home visits that can span months or potentially years.
So we'll come in and visit them in the hospitals. We visit them right before their surgeries. We're there when they wake up. We bring them presents. We make them custom costumes, and we involve them in our group.
Hurst says volunteers dress up like superheroes or Disney princesses as a fun distraction to very sick children. This way, doctors and nurses can focus on the serious stuff.
Kids genuinely connect with the superheroes. We love to have the big three, Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman. But we also found out that some children absolutely fall in love with the Flash, or they attach with the Green Lantern, and he becomes their favorite hero, and so we'll assign him to that family.
Young Cameron Nestor met her personal superhero, Green Lantern, just before she had surgery at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital in St. Petersburg. His alter ego, Jaco, made her a Wonder Woman crown she refused to take off during the heart surgery. He loves retelling her reaction to doctors trying to remove the tiara.
No, Green Lantern says it's mine. I have to wear it all the time.
MUCH Foundation volunteers have visited hundreds of sick children across Central Florida since January 2015. In addition to post-surgery home visits, volunteers also attend treatments with the children, help design lighter-weight prosthetics, and decorate medical equipment with pop culture designs. Cameron Nestor's 3-year-old brother, Blake, was born with sacralagenesis, a condition that causes a shortened and deformed spine. Volunteers are building an Iron Man costume that fits over his wheelchair. Patty O'Connor is Blake and Cameron's mom. She says the foundation is raising money to get Blake a second sports-friendly wheelchair he can use at his favorite spot, a local skate park.
Because he goes to the skate park and he likes to go down he goes down the ramps by himself. But his chair now is kind of, he fell once. But he got right back up and kept going.
O'Connor says the group is also setting a great example for Blake, Cameron, and her 7-year-old daughter, Mackenzie. They invite the kids to dress up in character and join the group at local community events.
I want my kids involved in this because they're learning stuff. They're not just getting, they're giving back too. And that's what's most important for me as their mom is like, I always want them to be giving.
For 5-year-old Cameron, she's just happy knowing her personal superhero keeps coming by. The visits, complete with living room roughhousing, are a perfect distraction from her medical problems.
Let me on your back. I'm on your back.
I think you're already there. Is she a monkey?
And as for the Green Lantern and his alter ego, they're not certain what adventures await for young Cameron, but whatever it is, he says, he will be at her side. For Health News Florida, I'm Daylena Miller.